好，我们今天很高兴哦 ，Pastor Anton 跟 Amazing Grace 在我们当中。
We're so glad that Pastor Anton and Amazing Grace is among us.
我先介绍他们一下。
Let me introduce them a little bit.
他们有这个 Royal Key， 还有那个 Father's Heart Foundation， 他们是负责这样的事工。
They are ministry Royal Kids and Father's Heart Foundation.
他们在各地上就建立这样子儿童的代祷的儿童这样子，还 Harbin Bowl Children Harbin Bowl.
They're raising up children's Harbin Bowl all over the globe.
对，各地啊建立祷告的殿。
Centers of worship.
他们也是孤儿有家。
They cause orphans to have homes.
让这些孤儿他们可以在被爱，然后真的是进到一个父亲的爱里面，天父的爱里面。
The adopted ones have entered into the loving household of
the Father. 被爱，而且被装备成为一个代祷者。
And they're loved and they become fiery intercessors.
而且他们也真实的经历到代祷的全能。
And they truly experience the authority of walking.
所以你可以看到他们还是祷告那个火在他们身上。
That when you see them pray, you see that fire.
对，所以我们今天很高兴他们来到我们当中要来分享。
So we're so excited they're in our midst sharing.
好，今天啊，第一位要分享的是 Amazing Grace， 让我们掌声来欢迎他。
Amazing Grace。
So good to be here.
好高兴在这里。
This is a beautiful house of the Lord.
这是一个好美丽的神的家。
I know we've been here for so many years.
我们跟大家在一起这么多年。
And so it feels like we're coming home over and over again.
所以我们感觉到一再是回到家了。
I was so excited about 2025.
我对于2025年感到非常的兴奋。
I know you guys are going into a time of jubilee and celebration.
我也知道你们要进入一个喜年，就是30周年的年庆。
So on the 21st of January, or the 20th of January, the day of inauguration.
Inauguration、uh-huh. 就是在那个2020年还是2021年的那个案例的时候
We've Pastor Stephen said we have so many children houses of prayer we have so many orphanages that are praying that are worshiping that are interceding
就是刚刚像牧师讲到的我们有那么多的那个儿童的祷告殿他们在神的面前敬拜代祷
In fact, one of the biggest visions that God's given us in the last 4 years is to adopt orphanages to become prayer homes.
那我们过去四年的一些的意向，最主要的意向呢，就是我们将这些孤儿认领回来，使他们成为一个祷告之家。
We've already been doing a lot of that, but this time God said, go adopt one orphanage in every nation and they will become a prayer home.
我们过去已经做了很多，但是特别最近几年，我们专注在每一个国家都成立一个儿童的祷告之家。
So from 2021 to 2025 now, we have almost 50 orphanages.
所以从2021年到2025年，我们几乎有了50个儿童祷告之家。
In 18 nations.
在18个国家内。
And God has been transforming every orphanage to become prayer homes.
神可以将那孤儿院转化成为神的祷告之家。
That is powered by prayer.
那个是借着代祷的大能。
That God is transforming through the Father's love, not through money, not through education, but by the Father's love.
那神如此能够转化，不是借着金钱，乃是借着天父的爱。
And so we've been doing this for so many years.
我们从事这样的施工已经好多年了。
But we always struggle to see that happen in America.
但是我们总是挣扎的想要看见这一件事情在美国也能够实现。
You know, every time we try to do prayer stuff here in the United States, we always try and sneak in children from India, children from Taiwan to make up for the time.
所以当我们想要大部分的都是美国的孩子的时候就是有一些印度的孩子啊还有台湾的孩子加入好像没有办法是一个完全的属于美国的祷告之家。
But this was the first time.
但是这是第一次。
We had 4 children houses of prayer or 4 worship sets that were led by children and youth.
那但是我们最近有四次的那个祷告的那个阶段呢是由青少年来带领。
And Forerunner was one of them.
你们牧主先锋教会是其中一个。
Amen.
Amen.
God is igniting the next generation.
神正在燃烧我们的下一代。
There is a birth that is happening.
这时候就要赶快开始了。
A lot of churches talk about next generation.
很多的教会都谈论到下一代。
A lot of ministries talk about next generation.
很多的事工也谈及下一代。
A lot of initiatives are about you should release the next generation.
很多人都开始启动说你们要释放下一代。
But it is actually one of the hardest things to do.
但是却是一个非常艰难的事情。
Because you will lose your job.
因为你会失去你的工作。
If you really want to release and see the next generation take their position,
若你想要释放而且要看见下一代起来站在位上
It means you can lose the, your job
你可能会失去你的职业
If you're a pastor
若是你是位牧师
If you're a leader
若是你位领袖
This is a challenge for you
这是对你的一个挑战
You will lose your job
你会失去你的工作
If God is calling
若是神呼召
Any of you in this room
在这个房间里面任何一位
To see the younger ones
你去看这些年轻的人
Step into their calling
你进入他们的呼召
Means you have to step back
意思就是说你必须退出
It doesn't mean you have to leave
你不见得完全的离开
It means you're stepping back
但是你会往后退一步
I didn't realize You know, I've also talked about this subject for almost half my life
我大概我人生的一半都在谈论这个主题
But I never knew how hard it can be
但是我从来没有办法体会领略多么的困难。
It's so easy to say, God, turn the hearts of the fathers to children.
我们好容易的就是呼喊说，主啊，将父的心转向儿女。
It's so easy to say, God, turn your heart of the children to the fathers.
我们也很容易的说，主啊，将儿女的心转向父母。
But in reality,
但事实
，It's one of the hardest ministries.
但是这是最难的事工。
So my dad's been in the States.For about almost a month now.
所以我的父亲来到美国将近一个月了。
So this time we very intentionally chose not to do too much ministry.
所以这次我们刻意不做太多的服事跟事工。
And so he stayed with me almost for a month.
所以他在大概这个月我们都在一起。
And we both were locked into a 700 square foot space, which is my apartment.
所以我们两个人呢就拥挤在一个700尺的公寓里面那是我所住的地方
And New Jersey is extremely cold so he's not leaving the room
你知道纽泽西现在非常的冷所以我的父亲几乎没有离开他的房间
It's almost like COVID 2.0
几乎就是可能是第二型的一个新冠疫情
And the best part was my mom showed up too
但是最精彩的事情是我的妈妈也跟我们在一起。
So I got locked in with my parents 24/7 for about a month.
所以我们这样子拥挤在这样子的一个小小的公寓里面一个月。
On one side I was losing my brain.
一方面我几乎快要疯了。
On another side, everything was conviction. God was just consistently convicting me.
但是在另外一方面神就一直的向我显现一直向我说话而且是我的心能够得到确定。
It's almost like anything I say can be used against me.
我几乎说什么话呢就变成来反来攻击我。
Not my parents using against me, but God will be like,
并不是我父母这样子的反对我而是神就是这样子的来挑战我。
And so, it was 1 month of just me watching how hard it can be to be on their shoes.
On the shoes?
In their shoes, in their role.
就是神就是让我知道说非常的困难好像我要站在我父母的那个脚步上这样子往前其实是不容易的。
Because every 5 minutes I will tell them that's not the way forward.
因为每过5分钟我就发觉我们的方法不一样我就说这个不是我往前的方式。
Every 5 minutes I will give them a better advice.
每过5分钟我就觉得说诶我可以给你更好的意见。
You know, I thought I have learned my lesson, but I would catch myself over and over again telling them what to do.
我觉得我的想法可能更好所以我就一再地告诉他们应该怎么做。
How to do.
如何做。
And how better to do.
如何做得更好。
It was non-stop. I was like a machine. Anything my dad says, I'd be like, nope.
我就好像那个机器一样机关枪一样反正我爸爸不管讲什么我就不停地说不不不
But on the other side I know God would convict me over and over again I am the God that used them for 35 years I will use them again
但是神好像一再的就是让我确信说我是神我使用你的父母35年我还会继续的使用他们
Every time Every single time God would say I was the one who showed up in their lives when they didn't know anything.
那神就是一再告诉我说，当你父母并不知道什么事的时候，我向他们显现指引他们。
And he always says, my ways are higher than your ways, Amaze.
然后他告诉我说 Amazing Grace 啊，我的道路高过你的道路。
And I could also see my parents be so cautious, so cautious to a point they will say, I'm trying to give you everything that you need, but you make the choice.
那我的父母呢，他们也是非常的谨慎小心，一再的跟我说，我已经告诉你所有需要的，但是你自己可以做选择。
Some days I would want to run out the door because he'll give me 25 different ideas and I do not know what to do with those ideas.
有时候我甚至想要冲出房间，因为他给了我25个主意，我真的不知道该如何选择。
And my dad's processing power is like this Iron Man who runs at a flashlight. Like it's one of those where I can never catch up.
我的父亲的思考能力非常的精准，而且像那个闪电一样很快，我永远没有办法捕捉。
In 1 hour, he will give me 18 topics with 18 different ideas.
在一个小时之内，他给我18个不同的主题，18个不同的主意。
I would sound like a billionaire in my brain because of the number of ideas that are running.
我好像是那个亿万富翁一样，因为在我的里面有好多好多数目。
But in reality, I would come back to an open slate and be like, I do not know where to start.
那但是回到里面，我就说主啊，我真的不知道如何开始。
But the reminder has always been this.
那但是好像常常提醒我，总是这样子。
And something that I took away from the last 2 months.
就是过去呢，我在两个月里头，我学到一些东西。
My dad would always say, "I am giving you what you need. You choose what you want."
我的父亲总是告诉我说，我已经告诉你所有你需要知道的，可是你可以选择你想要什么。
We never had this type of discussion before. Before this trip, it was always, you gotta follow what I'm saying.
那过去呢，我父亲不是这样，他过去他总是说，你要跟随我所告诉你的一切。
But as God shifts a family,
但是当神在转化一个家庭，
there is a pull,And there is a push. There is a pull, and there is a push.
就是好像像那个拔河一样，有这样子拉，也有这样子推。
God's pulling some of us to step back.
神有时把一些人抽回来，往后退。
And God's also pushing us, some of us, to open our hearts.
那有些事情，神这样好像推一个人一把，使那个人的心开阔。
Pulling back does not mean leaving.
神把这个人好像稍微往后拉的，并不是让那个人离开。
Pulling just in an eternal perspective, in my eyes, is one step above where you become a spiritual covering. You take on a leadership role that does not have that of the younger one.
就是好像神把一个人往后推的时候，其实是给那个人更高的一个权柄，身为一个属灵的遮盖，就是他不需要做所有那个年轻一代所要做的事情。
And oftentimes when we think about pushing,
那有时候呢，我们也会再来思考怎么样去推一个人一把。
We always think about God propelling us into ministry.
我们好像感觉到神是在预备我们进入事工。
But I realize it's God propelling our hearts to open us wider, to invite people, to love on people, to receive the next generation, to lay down your crown and do what is needed.
但是事实上神是在扩大我们的心，让我们可以更加有爱，让我们可以领受下一代，而且我们可以帮助他们，成全他们。
I believe now more than ever.
我现在更深信于这一点。
The call for next generation is harder than we ever think.
对于下一代，扶持下一代的呼召是远超过我们所想象的困难。
We've been going around saying we need spiritual parents.
我们到处的说我们需要属灵父母。
But I'm going to take one step further to say we need sacrificial spiritual parents.
但是再一步我们说我们需要愿意牺牲付代价的属灵父母。
Who will let go.
就是他愿意放手。
But who will rise above.
但是他会兴起。
God is needing more of that now more than ever.
神需要这样的属灵父母。
A lot of you, about 250 of you, alongside Pastor Alice and Pastor Stephen, you joined us in 100 days of prayer, praying for children.
在这个教会的里面，我们大概有250位，包括 Stephen 牧师还有 Alice 牧师，我们一起带领250位为我们的下一代有100天的祷告。
We're moving that call into one step further.
我们现在把那个呼召再往前带一步。
Would you come alongside and say, I will become a spiritual parent for one of these orphanages that we are praying for?
或者你们是不是愿意成为我们所祷告的其中一个孤儿院的属灵父母？
You can respond to Pastor Alice or Pastor Stephen.
可以跟 Alice 牧师或 Stephen 牧师来报名。
And we want Forerunner as a family to step in to take that call just to pray for these orphanages.
我很希望牧主先锋教会能够再往前领受这个呼召，为这些不同国家的孤儿院来祷告。
We obviously love the youth and the children from Forerunner praying with our kids, and we want to start seeing that exchange happen.
我们有看见，我们真的很感恩牧主先锋的青少年英文的施工有为我们的儿童祷告。我们也希望这个能够互相的交换，我们的儿童也可以为你们祷告。
But if we do not love the poor and if we don't say yes to praying for the next gen,
若是我们不爱这些贫困贫穷的，或者是说主事的，我要为下一代，我要为这些孤儿来祷告。
We're not truly responding to this call.
我们就没有真实的来回应这样的一个为下一代娶老的呼召。
Amen.
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 Okay. This is a problem of the next generation.
这就是下一代的问题。
So we gave the microphone to the next generation.
当我们把麦克风交给了下一代。
No, I have no time.
现在他用了我的时间，我的时间不够了。
So I'm so happy.
但是呢，我也很快乐。
We need more young people.
我们需要更多更多的年轻人。
So that we can step aside.
所以我们就可以站在一边。
So they can take the lead.
他们就可以来带领。
I just want to share with you.
我想跟大家分享。
Time is short.
但是就是时间紧迫了。
Time is short.
时间短少了。
I'm not telling about the time here.
我并不是讲现在这个时间。
Yes, of course, this time is short.
当然，现在这个时间也不够。
But I tell you, the time is very, very short.
但是我说，神的时间这个时刻已经非常短少了。
We have to be ready.
我们必须预备好。
We have to prepare ourselves.
我们必须要预备我们自己。
We are in a very important time.
我们在一个很关键重要的时刻。
That is the message God spoke through Mordecai.
这是神借着莫迪凯所释放的信息。
Such a time like this.
就是为着现今的时刻。
It's very short.
短少了。
Something is happening outside.
在外面已经发生事情了。
But you people are very comfortable inside.
但是你在室内你感觉到很自在。
Look outside.
但是外面不是这样。
Go outside.
你要到外面。
Speak to the nation.
你要对列国说话。
Speak to the young people.
对年轻人说话。
Rise up.
兴起。
Esther generation, rise up.
以色列的世代你们要兴起。
Such a time like this.
是为着现今的时刻。
You cannot keep quiet.
你们不能够静默。
You have to rush.
你必须要
So this is a very important time.
所以这是非常快速的时刻。
I'm calling all the churches.
我现在呼召很多的教会。
Awake.
兴起，苏醒。
Awake.
苏醒。
This is a time to come out of the comfort zone.
你要从你的安乐窝中出来。
I thank God for your church.
我为着牧主先锋教会感谢。
Forerunner Church is the church I tell you really a forerunner.
这里的教会是真正的先锋。
There are many, many things happened the last 30 years.
在过去的30年有许多的事情发生。
Amazing.
惊人啊。
You know this, I'm in the ministry for 34 years. 34 years.
我在服事的里面有34年。
And these days, I'm just like a Paul.
我好像就是一个保罗。
He went for three times his, you know, his journey.
在他的一生里头还有三次的旅程。三次的旅行。
And the third time was a very culmination of his calling.
第三次就是等于他呼召的一个高潮。
And I'm just going now to many, many countries.
我现在周游许多的国家。
Many, many places.
许多的地点。
This is the time I'm just seeing what I have been doing, whether it is a right investment.
这就是现在我看见我当初所投资的现在得到回报。
So tonight, today I just want to share with you the investment, what you are going to invest.
我现在就是告诉你，你们要去做正确的投资。
Number one, what God has invested upon you and me.
第一，神投资在你我身上的是什么？
God has invested everything on the right person.
神他投资每一件事情在每一个人的身上。
Number one is the right person.
第一，他要投资在一个好的人、对的人的身上。
Number two is the right timing.
第二是一个对的时机。
Number three is the right place.
第三个是对的地点。
This is what God has done in my life.
这是神在我身上所做的。
This is what God has done in your life.
这也是神要在你们身上做的。
God has invested upon you.
神要投资在你身上。
So this time when I go into the nations.
这次当我访问列国。
Into all the places.
到各地游走。
I'm looking at my harvest.
我在寻找收割。
So many years I have been investing, investing, investing.
因为过去那么多年我一直投资，一直投资，一直投资。
Now I'm not here to invest anymore.
我不要再投资了。
But I want to see the product, the result.
我现在要看见利息，我要看见利益收成。
So today God is asking you one question.
今天神问你一个问题。
I have invested upon you.
神他对你身上的投资。
You are the right person.
你是那个对的人。
You are the right person.
你就是对的人。
I chose you.
神说我选择你。
I invested upon you.
我投资在你的身上。
Now what have you done to me?
那你对我做了什么呢？
What have you given back to me?
你对我的回馈是什么呢？
This is what God is speaking to me.
这个神在对我说话。
I have blessed you so much.
我那么大的祝福你。
I have anointed you, empowered you so much.
我这样的恩膏你使你有能力。
What have you done for me?
但是你为我做了什么呢？
But today when I go around,
但是今天当我周游各国，
I'm so happy to see that.
我非常的高兴看见。
30 years back,
30年前，
I went to the streets.
我是到街上。
I picked up many, many orphans.
我捡了很多的孤儿回家。
I even went to many, many nations and churches.
我甚至到很多的国家教会。
Release the Father's heart.
释放天父的心。
And today I'm able to see what I prayed, what I received, what I invested. Today I could see the harvest.
就是我过去所祷告的，我所投资的，哦，这一切，我今天看见了果效，看见了结果跟收割。
Because what God spoke to me 30 years back,My children will shake the nations.
因为30年前神对我说，我的儿童他们要震动列国。
They will pray.
他们会祷告。
They will preach.
他们会传讲。
They will heal.
他们会医治。
They will prophesy.
他们会说预言。
They will plant churches.
他们也会食堂。
They will bring end time message.
他们会释放末世信息。
Today I could see with my eyes.
今天我用我的肉眼亲眼看见。
The same generation which I walked with them for 20 years back, 30 years back, today I could see them. They are shakers, they are transformers, they are intercessors, they are worshippers.
然后过去那20年我与他们同行的孩子，现在他们是震动人心的人，他们是转化人心的人，他们是敬拜者，而且他们是神的工人。
So what God invested upon me,
所以神当他投资在我身上。
Now I have released the generation,
而我今天可以释放这个世代。
So wherever I go,
不管我去哪里，
I could see so many young people,
我可以看见很多的年轻人，
so many intercessors,
许多的代祷者，
worshippers,
敬拜者，
pastors,
牧师，
God's servants,
神的仆人，
they rise up,
他们兴起了，
because of me,
是因着我的投资。
I thank God,
我感谢神。
I thank God,
我感谢神。
It's the right investing on the right generation, right people,
就是我是对的投资，我在对的人的身上，对的世代的身上。
If God comes back and asks me,
若是神再回来问我，
I invested so much upon you,
我对你身上有那么多的投资。
What did you do with my investment?
那你对于我给你的投资你做了什么呢？
Will I say like those people, you gave me one, I just keep it one hidden?
就像有些人他神给他一千两他就藏在地里面。
No, I would say, I have now brought you 60, 80, 100.
神说，我说没有， 我加倍了，变成60倍100倍。
So today I want to thank your church.
所以今天我要谢谢你们教会。
The call of the church is a revival through the young generation.
这个教会的呼召是借着年轻人带下复兴。
Number one is a personal relationship with God.The personal relationship with God.
第一呢，首要的就是我们与神个人的亲密关系。
That is called revival from individual.
这就是说你个人的一个复兴。
And number two.
然后第二。
Impacting the next generation.
叫影响到下一代。
And they become the fathers and mothers.
他们也成为属灵父母。
And they bring the revival in the nations.
他们就将复兴带到国家。
So I thank God for your church.
所以我为着神谢谢。牧主先锋教会。
You know, when I go to many, many countries,
当我去到不同的国家，
I see so many pastors,
我看见很多的
牧师， so many worshippers,
很多的敬拜
者， so many God servants,
很多的神仆人，
even so many family people,
或者是 属于家庭的人，
they came from foreigner church,
他们是从牧主先锋来的，
and they gone into the nations,
而他们现在如今分散在不同的国家。
So what God has invested on this church,
所以神他投资在这个教会。
I could see the impact on the nations,
我可以看见这个教会所带给各个国家的影响力。
So this is a time of investment,
所以这是一个投资的时刻。
Investment,
投资。
You see in book of Esther,
我们看以斯帖记。
When Mordecai said,
莫迪改说,
such a time like this,
这是如今的时刻,
this is a very important time,
这是很重要的时间,
such a time like this,
这是像现今的时
刻, chapter 4,
以斯帖记第四章,
book of Esther chapter 4,
以斯帖记第四章,
verse 14,
第十四节,
if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise from the Jews from another place,But you and your father's house will perish yet. Who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?
此时你若闭口不言，犹太人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救，你和你父家必致灭亡。焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？
Invest on the next generation.
我们要投资在下一代。
Invest on the young people.
要投资在年轻人身上。
You see Esther.
你看见以斯帖。
She was an orphan.
她是一个孤儿。
But God chose this young girl.
但是神选择这个年轻的女孩。
Our God is an investor.
神是个投资者。
He wants to invest on the right people.
他想要投资在对的人身上。
And he chose the fatherless generation.
他选择无父的世代。
Who has no identity.
他们没有自己的身份认定。
Who has no one to care for. Who has no one to care for.
没有人来照顾他们。
That is the generation God chose and invested on this generation.
这就是神所拣选的，没有人照顾的孤儿的世代，神来投资在他们身上。
So this is an important call.
这是一个很重要的呼召。
God is calling fathers and mothers.
神在呼召父母们。
Turn to the young generation.
转向年轻的一代。
Invest on a young generation.
而且向他们投资。
This one girl.
这边有一个女孩。
Now is able to connect with the nation, with the government.
他可以跟政府跟国家来连接。
Because this is a time of a revival.
因为这是个复兴的时刻。
God wants to invest upon the churches.
神要投资在教会。
It's a burden for the young generation.
这也是对年轻的一代很重要。
So one person.
一个人。
When received the investment from God.
他从神领受投资。
This one person can touch the nation.
那这个人呢就可以触及国家。
So you know I always look you know many people ask me
很多人问我
Why you always focus on these you know orphans and the children on the street
为什么你老是专注在孤儿或者是流浪在街头的孩子呢？
Because this is the right now is the time to focus on this generation who have no fathers and mothers and I am a father
因为我是位父亲，我觉得现在是一个很重要的时刻，专注在这些无父无母的孩子身上。
And today I could see these children, now they become young people, now they are in the high level, it's not only in the secular, even in the godly area, they bring the revival.
所以这些孩子们他们被兴起，他们的重要性不仅仅是在那个世界上重要，而且在神的领域里面他们是很重要的，带下复兴的器皿。
One of the call God has given to Forerunner Church,
神给牧主先锋其中一个呼召
is for the young generation,
就是为着下一代，年轻的一代。
That's it. This time I see so many people, they become fathers and mothers, and the young people now come raise up.
我看见我们在座有很多的属灵父母来兴起年轻的一代，他们起来站在位上成为领袖。
I encourage you to continue to focus and pray and invest on this young generation.
所以我鼓励大家持续的为他们带祷，而且投资在他们身上。
If the church could focus on the young generation,
若是教会能够专注在年轻的时代，
we can see the revival very soon.
我们就很快的会看见复兴来临。
I was in Texas.I was in Dallas, Texas.
我在德州。
And so many, more than 150, the leaders and the preachers all gathered together to seek the Lord for the revival of America.
150位领袖他们聚集在一起，寻求神来为着美国的复兴带祷。
And they are really with the burden, with the fire. They all came and start praying and sharing.
他们很有负担，他们带着热情跟火热来祷告，来寻求。
They are really looking for the revival now in America.
他们现在很希望美国就有复兴。
But I just after the meeting, I just went and told them, I tell you, I'm not discouraging you. I tell you, you are not going to see the revival.Soon in America.
那但是当聚会结束了之后，我去跟他们说，我不是要泼你们的冷水，而是你们并不会看见美国很快的有复兴。
They were a little discouraged.
然后他们就觉得很沮丧。
They want to know what's the reason.
他们想要知道为什么。
I said, you are here more than 150 leaders, famous leaders here.
我说你们在座的150是很有名的领袖。
But I don't see.Even one person, young people here.
但是我即使没有看见，连一位年轻人都不在你们当中。
I see all the people 50, 60, 70, 75 years old people here.
因为我看见都是50岁、60岁、70岁、75岁的老人在这里。
There is only one young man.
只有一个年轻男子。
He is only a keyboard player.
他就是弹琴的。
You cannot see the revival soon.
所以这样子你不可能很快的看见复兴。
If you want to see the revival very soon,
而且你很想很快的看见复兴。
Even now,
就是现在就来临。
God wants your children, your young people to come to the front.
神希望你们的孩子，你们的年轻人到前面来。
God wants to invest on the young generation.
神他要投资在年轻的世代。
This is a Esther generation.
这是以斯帖的世代。
This is not the time for the Mordecai generation.
并不是莫迪改的世代。
God needs Mordecai.
神需要莫迪改。
God needs Jethro.
神需要。
Jethro is the father-in-law of Moses.
就是摩西的叶托罗，他要像摩西的岳父叶托罗这样的人。
Jethro is father-in-law.
他是摩西的岳父。
And even Moses is only a father.
即使摩西他也是父亲了。
But it's a time for Joshua.
但是呢，也需要约书亚的时代。
So、God wants to invest on the Joshua generation.
神要投资在约书亚的时代。
If you want to invest your all your prayers.All your vision and burden and fire on the next generation.
所以你的祷告，你的负担，你的意向，你要投资在年轻人的身上。
Amen.
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 That's why this time I see something is going to happen in this church.
所以我看见在教会即将发生一些事。
That's what I'm praying all the churches. I see many, many churches where I could see.Wherever I go, people started praying for the young generation.
我到各地，现在教会已经开始为下一代祷告了。
I tell you, in my full-time 45 years of my full-time ministry, 45 years full-time ministry,
我全职已经45年了。
I tell you, this is the first time I could see, I go into many nations, everyone, every church,Every parent, they are looking for children and the young people, the next generation.
这是我这45年来我到 各处第一次我看见的教会，我看见的父母，他们开始在寻找孩子下一代，而且全心的为他们祷告。
I encourage you to start invest your prayers on your children.
我真的鼓励你们要投资祷告的时间在你们的孩子的身上。
I'm encouraging you everyone to pray every day 1 minute, 2 minutes for your children.
我鼓励你们大家每一天至少1分钟、2分钟为你的孩子祷告。
This is a time of enlarging.
这是一个扩大的季节。
Upgrade.
也是提升的季节。
Enlarge.
而且是扩张的季节。
Upgrade means it's the power of God's power, God'spresence and the Holy Spirit is coming upon us.
提升就是说神的大能，他要神的圣灵要来降临在你们的身上，充满你们，使你们有能力。
And then if His power is so powerful, His presence is so powerful, we will enlarge the territory.
就是因为他的同在是这么充满了大有能力，以至于我们的领土会扩张。
That is the prayer of Jabez.
这就是亚比斯的祷告。
First Chronicles chapter 4 verse.Then Jabez prayed.
历代志上第四章第四章第十
节亚比斯的祷告。First Chronicles chapter 4 verse 10.
历代志上第四章第十节。
See again, God wants to invest on Jabez's young generation.
神要扩张亚比斯这个年轻的世代。
You can see in the Bible all over. You can see.God is very much focused on the next generation.
整本圣经你可以在很多地方看见神，他也专注在下一代。
And Jabez called on the God of Israel saying, Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested.
亚比斯求告以色列的神说，圣愿你赐福于我，扩张我的境界，常与我同在，保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦，神就应允他所求的。
Number one,
第一，
Bless me,
祝福我，
Empower me,
使我有能力，
Upgrade me,
提升我。
It's a very good prayer.
这是很好的祷告。
I want to release you this year.
今年2025年我要释放大家。
God wants to enlarge your territory.
神要扩张你的境界。
God wants to invest upon you more and more.
神要更多更多的投资在你们身上。
God wants to empower you this year more and more.
神要更多的使你有能力。
You will see your territory will be enlarged this year.
你要看见你的境界要被扩张。
More than you prayed.
超过你所祷告的，
more than you wanted,
超过你所想的，
more than you planned,
超过你所计划的，
God is going to enlarge your territory.
神要扩张你的境界。
Do you believe that?
你相信这个吗？
I believe it.
我相信。
I believe it.
我相信。
Especially the people who come here for the first time.
特别是今天你是第一次来的。
Raise up your hand.
请你举手，若是今天你第一次来。
Anyone here, you are here for the first time.
任何一位你今天是第一次来的吗？
Raise up your hand.
请你高高的举起你的手。
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，谢谢你。
Receive this word.
你领受这样的话语。
And take this word and when I go back to your house or your nation at your ministry, receive this word.
你领受这个话，回到你所在之处，回到你的国家，回到你的事工。
This is the time of enlargement.
这是扩张的时刻。
You may be just like a Jabez.
你也许就像亚比斯。
With a pain.
在痛苦
中。
Pain. 痛苦。
Disappointment.
或者是失望。
Hurt.
受伤。
Now God is speaking to you.
今天神对你说话。
Enlarge your territory.
我要扩张你的境界。
Enlarge your territory.
我要扩张你的境界。
But the Lord says,
但主说，
I'm going to bless you.
我要赐福于你。
I'm going to bless you.
我要赐福于你。
How many of you need God's blessing?
有多少人需要神的祝福呢？
I know everyone.
我知道每一位都需要神的赐福。
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，谢谢你。
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，谢谢你。
Bless me.
祝福我。
It's not just bless me with the big $1 million, $10 million.
并不是好像祝福我100万、1000万。
I know people want big money.
我知道人都希望有钱。
I know people want a big business.
我希望有些人事工很大。
I know people want to buy a big property.
或者他买一个很大的土地。
That's not what I'm talking here.
但是我讲的福不是这个。
But I tell you, seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all this will be added unto you.
但是你若是先求神的国和神的义，这些也都会加给你们。
But when He says, "Bless me, Lord,"
但是当你说神，你赐福于我，
that means I need a generation blessing.
就是我需要一个世代的祝福。
I want a father.
我需要父亲。
I want a mother.
我需要母亲。
Because my mother conceived me in pain.
因为我的母亲她看见我的痛苦。
And I was born in curse and rejection and hurt.
因为我个人我是在一个被拒绝在被一个伤害的里面出生的。
Now bless me.
但是现在说主你赐福
我。Heal me.
你医治我。
Empower me.
使我有能力。
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，谢谢你。
So today God is releasing a special anointing upon you.
所以今天神要释放一个很特别的恩膏在你们身上。
It's not just a blessing alone.
不是单单的祝福。
This is connected with the anointing.
是与恩膏连接的。
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，谢谢你。
Is there anyone here you want the not just a prayer but the blessing of Yahweh? Raise up your hand.
若是你希望的不是单单祷告，而是有亚比斯的祝福，请你举起手来。
Father, today I pray for your people.
父啊，我今天为你的百姓们祷告。
They want investment.
他们要你的投资。
Not just a blessing.
而不是单单祝福。
Investment.
是一个投资。
So that they will pay back.
所以他们可以还给你。
But today my prayer.
主今天听我的祷告。
When you bless them.
你祝福他们。
Enlarge their territory.
扩张他们的境界。
Enlarge their territory.
扩张他们的境界。
Father, we need these blessings.
父，我们需要这样的祝福。
So that they will reach out to the young generation.
他们也可以触及那些下一代。
They will have a burden for the young generation.
他们对年轻的人有负担。
Their prayer will go to their children.
他们也会为他们的儿童祷告。
And young people,
年轻人祷告。
What they pray and wish, desire.
他们里面的祷告跟渴望。
Bless those desires.
祝福那些渴望。
And become an anointed oil for the next generation.
而且他们可以恩膏那些下一代。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
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 Lord bless me.
主你祝福我。
That means empower me.
就是说你使我有能力。
I need you.
我需要你。
So number one.
第一。
We need God.
我们需要神。
That is the blessing.
这是祝福。
We need God. I want to walk with God.
我想要与神同行。
I want to be closer to God.
我要与神亲密。
I want more God's grace.
我需要神更多的恩典。
I want more God's power.
我不是单单要他的大
能。So when the blessing is coming,
当祝福来临。
So that means the next one enlarge the territory.
意思就是说你的境界要开始扩张。
That is my prayer.
这是我的祷告。
God bless me all the time.
主他常常祝福我。
But the blessing is not for me.
但是这个祝福不是单为我。
So this is all the time happening to me.
这是对我常常发生的。
Even finance,
不管是经济
or any other blessing,
任何领域的祝福
it comes to me.
借着我流出去。
But tomorrow,
明天
I'm a beggar.
我就成为一个乞丐了。
Yesterday,
昨天
I was a beggar.
我也是个乞丐。
Today,
今天
I'm a rich man.
我很富有。
And tomorrow,
但是明天
again, I am a beggar.
我又是个乞丐。
That is called Yahweh's blessing.
这个是亚比斯的祝福。
Amen.
Amen.
Yesterday,
昨天
I had nothing.
我一无所有。
But today,
但是今天
I am rich.
我很富有。
I'm so blessed.
我蒙福。
But tomorrow,
但是明天
I'm releasing.
我把这个祝福释放出去。
I'm blessing somebody.
我祝福别人。
And they become rich.
然后他们因此成为富有。
But I'm always poor.
但是我就成为贫穷。
That means I'm ready to receive more blessing.
那意思就是说我可以继续的领受更多的祝福。
That is called the prayer of Yabes.
这叫做亚比斯的祷告。
When God bless you, Esther,
当神祝福以色列。
Mordecai said,
莫迪凯说
You know the past.
你知道你的过去。
You were empty.
你过去是虚空的。
You are nothing.
你是
You are an orphan.
你是个孤儿。
You have no family.
你没有家。
But today,
但是今天
you are so rich.
你那么富有。
You are so blessed.
你那么蒙福。
It's because of God's grace.
因为神的恩典。
That means God has a purpose on this blessing.
因为神对这样的一个祝福有目的。
When God blesses you,
神祝福你。
There is a purpose behind that.
这是在后面的目的。
Now,
现在
you have to turn to your people.
你会要转向你的百姓。
Turn to your nation.
告诉你的国
人 Go,
去
bless them.
祝福他们
That is called the Esther blessing.
这个叫做以斯帖的祝福
That is called the Yabes blessing.
也就是亚比斯的祝福
Before we receive the blessing,
在我们领受祝福之前
We are poor.
我们很贫穷。
But after receiving the blessing,
但是我们领受了祝福之后
when we release it,
我们要释放出来
enlarging the territory,
我们要扩张境界
again we become poor,
然后我们好像就很
贫穷 but we always stand before God.
但是我们永远站在神面前
Amen.
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 So that is the message God gave to Esther.
这是神给以斯帖的信息
Yes, God wants to bless you.
神要祝福你
But you have to enlarge your territory.
但是你必须要扩张你的境界。
You have to bless your kingdom.
你必须要祝福你的国家
your people,
你的百姓
your nation.
你的国家
enlarge.
扩张
enlarge.
扩张
This is a time of enlargement.
这是一个扩张的时刻。
So whenever we ask God for a blessing,
当我们向神求祝福
the next thing is enlargement.
第二呢你就要扩张。
People always pray for blessing, not for enlargement, but I tell you, that will become a big problem.
若是你只是为祝福而不为扩张祷告，你会遇见很大的困难、麻烦。
God invested on you.
因为神是投资在你身上。
On me.
在我身上。
We are the right people.
我们是对的人。
Because we walk with God.
因为我们与神同行。
We always have a God's purpose.
我们要有神的目的。
So, enlarge my territory.
所以你要扩张你的境界。
You know, these days I go to many, many nations.
这段日子我到很多的国家。
God blessed me so much.
神大大的祝福我。
When you say blessing, it's not just money alone. It's not the money.
当我讲祝福的时候，不是单单钱，不是指钱而已啊。
It is your vision.
而是你的意向。
I have a great vision.
我有很大的意向。
Now I carry my vision.
而且我承载着我的意向。
And I go to the nations.
当我到列国。
So my right now my vision is to reach 100 countries.
我的意向呢是我要触及100个国家。
In 100 countries, connect with the 100 orphanages or the slums or the rescue centers.
所以我要兴起100个孤儿，在那些贫民窟，在那个救援的中心，我要来兴起100个。
Enlarge.
扩张。
It's not only one place.
不是单单一个地方。
It's not only one person.
或者只一个人。
You have to enlarge.
你必须扩大。
So, the more I go out,
当我更多的出去
I become so strong.
我就刚强起来。
So some people ask me,
有人问我
You know, I was in New York.
我在纽约的时候
And they began to ask me,
他们问我
Pastor, we know you almost like 25 years.
他说安托牧师我认识你差不多25年了
you look same
你跟以前一模一样
you look so young
你看起来那么年轻
you're so even jumping and dancing
而且你跳跳蹦蹦跳跳的
and no stop
不停止的蹦跳
your interpreter cannot go with you you run all the time
你的翻译者都没有办法跟上你因为你一直跑啊
so what is the secret
那你的秘诀在哪里
so what do you eat
你吃什么
I said, I don't eat much.
我说其实我吃的不多。
Yeah, my eating is only curry, nothing else.
我只吃咖喱，其他都不吃。
But I tell you.
但我告诉你。
Number one.
第一。
Walk with God.
你要与神同行。
I tell you.
我告诉你们。
That's why I learned from Mama Grace.
这就是我跟江妈妈学到的。
She was one of the two people impacted my life.
她是。两位中间的一位深深的影响到我的生命。
Number one, Mother Teresa.
第一就是小推瑞莎修女。
Number two, Mama Grace.
第二就是我们的江妈妈。
I tell you very frankly.
我非常坦诚地告诉大家。
She impacted my life.
江妈妈深深地影响到我的生命。
When I came, first time I met her.
当我第一次遇见她。
I prophesied over them.
我为她发预言。
They are very happy.
他们非常开心。
I'm not happy.
但是我不高兴。
But I was happy.
但是我很高兴。
When they impacted on me.
当他们影响到我生命的时候，我开心。我发预言其实并不开心。
I was so touched.
我很被触动。
The church is very different.
我说这个教会很不一样。
The church is an end time church.
这个教会是末世所设立的教会。
30 years back.
三十年之前。
The church. God is preparing the church.
神在预备这个教会
It's for coming revival.
是为着要来的复兴而预备
And this woman,
这位神的使女江妈妈
wow, wow, Next to Mother Teresa
就是仅次于小特瑞莎
I saw your power
我看见神的能力
Inner life
内在生命的大能
So close to God
与神这么亲密
That touched my life
这个触摸到我的生命。
I want to tell you very frankly.
我要非常坦诚地告诉大家。
From the day I met her.
从那一天我遇见江妈妈。
My inner life.
我的里面的生命。
My walking with God.
我与神的同行。
Is upgraded.
就被提升了。
Come on, clap the hands and thank.
好不好？我们拍手。
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，谢谢你。
Number one.
第一。
Walk with God.
你要与神同行。
Be closer to God.
与神亲近。
Prayer is walking with God.
祷告就是与神同行。
Prayer is building a relationship with God.
祷告就是与神建立亲密的关系。
That makes me more powerful.
这个使我有能力。
Most of the time, most of the days.
大部分的时间，大部分的天数。
I sleep 3 hours, 4 hours.
我只一天只睡三四个小时。
I travel from nation to nation, place to place.
因为我各处旅行游走。
But I tell you.
但是我告诉你。
I'm more powerful.
我现在更有能力了。
More anointed.
更有恩膏了。
It's because walk with God.
因为我与神同行。
Walk with God.
你们要与神同行。
I'm telling you again and again.
我一再一再地告诉大家。
Very simple.
非常简单。
Walk with God.
你要与神同行。
Forget everything.
你要忘记一切。
Walk with God.
与神同行。
You will see the peace in your life.
你会看见你生命中的平安。
You will joy in your spirit.
看见你灵里的喜乐。
You will see the power in your message.
看见你信息中的能力。
Walk with God.
你要与神同行。
Number two.
第二。
Walk with the people who walk with God.
你要与那些与神同行的人同行。
That is a secret.
这是秘诀。
Walk with the people who walk with God.
你要与那些与神同行的人同行。
All along my life, always I connect with some people, not everyone. I talk to many people, I know many people, I always very close to only few people. I know they walk with God, they are very close to God. I'm so attached to them.
我认识了很多人，我跟很多的人交谈，但是只有少数的人，我深深的与他亲密，与他们同行，因为我知道他们与神同行，而且我借着他们，我的生命被触摸，我也可以与神同行。
Number three.
第三。
Walk with your vision.
第三，你要带着你的意向往前走。
Walk with your vision.
带着你的意向前行。
I'm in the ministry for 45 years.
我在服事的里面已经有45年的时间。
So many people wanted to go with them.
很多人想要跟他一起走。
They wanted me to join with them.
很多人想要我加入他们的事工。
And they even many people wanted to give me a big money so that I can join with an organization.
很多人甚至用重金来聘请我，要我加入他们的事工。
Never.
但是我绝对没有参加。
Never.
没有。
I will never sell my vision.
我绝对不会卖掉了我的意向。
I hold on to my vision.
我持守我的意向。
Always big platform.
也许有很大的舞台。
Very big opportunities open.
也许很大的机会向我开门。
But I know my calling.
但是我知道我的呼召。
I know my mission.
我知道我的意向。
My calling is not for a big platform.
我的呼召不是为了大的舞台。
My calling is for the streets.
我的呼召就是到街上去寻找人。
My vision and burden for this generation who have lost their identity.
我的意向跟呼召是寻找那些失去父母、失去他们身份认定的人。
So from the day one, I just gave my life to Jesus. My full-time ministry started the full-time ministry. Till today, I never changed my vision. I hold on to my vision.
所以从我第一天得救、遇见耶稣之后，神给我了这个意向，我一直持守，从来没有改变。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，I want to encourage you.
我要鼓励你们。
Hold on to your God.
你要持守你的神。
And connect with the right people.
而且你要与对的人连结。
And God's people.
与属神的人连结。
Number three.
第三。
Hold on to the vision, God, what God has given to you, never change. What happens? What kind of attraction, what kind of blessing is coming? Never change. Hold on to the vision, what God has given to you, not man has given to you. Hold on to it. You can see the peace and anointing in your life.
第三，你要持守神给你的意向，一旦你领受到之后，你就绝不放弃，绝不改变，不管发生什么事情，不管有什么样的祝福或分心，你都不要，你都要持守这个意向，而且与神同行。
That's what Yahweh said.
这就是亚比斯说的。
Bless me.
祝福我。
Anoint me.
恩膏我。
Empower me.
使我有能力。
Upgrade me.
而且提升我。
And enlarge me.
扩张我。
Go from me. Release from me.
使我释放这些出来。
Enlarge my territory.
来扩张我的境界。
That is my vision.
这是我的意向。
Wherever I go,
不管我去哪里。
I want to see my vision happening there.
我看见我的意向实现。
And I want to be connected with only those place, with the, so, only those people.
那我要连接那些少数的关键的人。
I still remember.
我仍然记得。
There was one time.
有一次。
There was a pastor from Indonesia.
从印尼来的一位牧师。
He met me in Korea.
他在韩国跟我相遇。
He said, "Wow, you are a very famous man."
他说：“哇，你是个很有名的人。
”Can you come to Indonesia?
你可不可以来印尼呀、
啊、？And preach in my church.
在我的教会讲道。
So I prayed over his invitation.
我就为着他的邀请来祷告。
I said, "Sorry, I'm not coming."
我说：“对不起，我不能来。
”He was so disappointed.
他就很失望。
He said, "Oh, I'm very rich pastor."
他说：“我是个很有钱的牧师哦。
”I am from a king family.King.
我是一个皇家属于皇家贵族哦
royal family.
我是皇族哦
So please come
你来好吗
I will take care of everything for you
我会照顾你一切
I said no I'm not coming
我说不我不会来
he went on calling me
然后他就搞打电话
Please come please come
他说请来吧
I said no I'm not coming I have because I have no leading I have no leading
我说我不会来因为神没有带领我
But finally, one day, I sent him a message.
那后来呢，我就寄了一个信息。
I'm coming.
我要来了。
He was so excited.
他很兴奋。
Wow, you're coming?
他说你要来吗
？So he called everyone.
所以他就叫了很多人。
He called the mayor, congressman, rich people, all business people. Called them, come on, pastor is coming. Please come, come, come for me.
他就叫了市长、议员，很多有名的人，叫他来来来来，这位牧师要来了。
When I went there.
当他们去了
Wow, I was treated like the president of America.
我被好像像美国总统的待遇
Wow, I saw so many in the elephant and all the people dancing. Oh, wow, I was so.
我看见很多那个大象的队伍啊，很多人要击鼓跳舞这样迎接我。
And he owned a five-star hotel.
他们租了那个五星级的旅馆。
Wow, I was like a king there.
我就好像是一个国王一样。
Three days meeting.
三天的聚会。
All top top people, famous people, movie star, so many people, big crowd.
很多声名大噪的人，还有明星都来了，很大一群。
Third day, the third day.
第三天。
The pastor called me.
那个牧师就叫我。
I see your picture in the newspaper.
他说：“我看见你的这个信息是在那个新闻报纸上。
”The daily newspaper.
就是我们的那个日报。
Your picture.
我看见你的图片了。
Are you the one?
你是不是那一位啊
？I said it's me.
我说对啊，就是我啊。
I told him it's me.
我说对，那个照片就是我。
Where did you go?
他说你去哪里了
？Where did you go?
你去哪里了
？I told you to preach.
我告诉你来讲道啊
In the hotel, big hotel.
在一个很大的旅馆啊
But where did you go?
但是这个照片你是在哪里啊
It's in the newspaper.
你看见这个那个报纸登出来了
Where did you go?
那你去哪里
I told him.
我就告诉他
The reason I came.
我说我来的原因
Not for the meeting.
不是为着这个会议
Not for your conference.
不是为着你的特会。
I saw it in the news.
我看见在那个报纸上。
Hundreds and hundreds of children, the young people.
数以百计的孩子，年轻人。
They are taken for prostitution.
他们好像是妓女一样。
Human traffic.
他们是被人口贩卖的。
I went to the Google.
然后我就去谷歌。
That is near your place.
就是他们是靠近你们的地方。
They live under the bridge.
他们是住在桥底下。
Hundreds of young children.
好多年轻的孩子住在桥底下。
They're taken for human traffic.
因为他们在那边等待要被贩卖。
When I read that,
当我读了那个新闻
，God began to speak to me.
神开始对我说话。
Go.
你要去。
Go.
你要去。
Not for this meeting.
不是为着这个特会。
But for this generation.
而是为着这个世代。
So I came here.
所以我就来了。
Not to preach.
我就没有传讲。
I came here.
我却到那个地方
to touch the lives of this young generation.
我去触摸那些孩子的生命
That is my heart.
这是我的心
That is my vision.
这是我的意向
It's not the ministry.
不是为了事工
It's not the platform.
不是为了舞台
It's not the elephant.
也不是为了那大象
It's not the five-star hotel.
也不是为了五星级的餐
It is not the rich business people.
也不是为了你这些生意人
This young generation.
而是这个年轻的世代
My heart is for my young generation.
我的心是为了年轻
的世代 My heart is for this generation who are taken for prostitution, kidnapping, human trafficking from Indonesia. God began to tell me, it's you. I have invested upon you. It's a time to connect with these young people.
我的心是对于你的这一些妓女的被人口贩卖的而且被拐骗的这些人这些孩子们我神呼召我说我投资在你的身上今天我要释放你们去触摸这些孩子
I have given you a very good platform I have made you famous not to make your name famous but for my calling you are a father go and connect with this young generation they have no fathers and mothers you have to go and talk to them touch them bless themRaise them up.
我使你有名，我祝福你，不是为了你自己的名声，而是为了这个呼召。我要你成为父亲，你要去寻求、寻到这些人，而且触摸他们，改变他们，让他们不再孤儿，从这样的一个情况中出来。
I tell you, I preach, and then you see from the morning, I take the auto rickshaw means is the small van. I take the auto, I go to the place, I go to the bridges, in the bridges like this, I can't even straight up. I just bow down and go almost like a 1 kilometer. You can see all these young kids. They are waiting for the truck to come and take for prostitution every day. I go there, I kneel down, I sit with them, even I take the bundles of foods and give it to them. I hug them. Every kids come and cry on my shoulder. When I put the arms around, everyone coming, young girls, young children, even behind me, pushing me, crying and crying. I said, this is why God invested on me. This is why God made me a famous man. This is why God gave me a new title. You are a prophet. You are a preacher. You are a famous person. Go, not for a ministry, not to use this platform.With this young generation.
那天早上我骑着一个小小的车子我到了那个桥底下那个桥底下我真的没有办法站起来有很多的人很多的孩童就一公里的长他们每一天等着就被贩卖到那个到人口贩卖就是卖淫那神说我今天这么大的祝福你我投资在你的身上我让你有钱有名声你现在已经是牧师了你是传讲者你是先知我给你这一些的位分不是为着你自己而是你要释放你的天父的心要从你的身上释放出来要触及他们我就用一些的衣服在罩在他们身上我甚至带着一些的食物给他们他们就一直的哭泣他们拥抱我因为神要我去解救他们
This young generation never received a touch of a love Every man come They come with the bad ideas Very sexual thing But this is the first time Many of the children They are like a 10, 12, 14 years They all cry This is the first time we saw the father I tell you they don't know their languageThey don't know what I'm talking. This is not, they don't know English. They speak their language. But everyone look at my eyes and you are like my father. Everyone I could see them crying and hugging. They come and falling upon me. I never experienced such a power when they begin to hug me.
那这一些的孩子呢他们从来没有触接到父亲的爱他们就是被一些这种很不好的那个概念就是为着性的方面去被人使用他们没有被父亲这样子拥抱过 他们即使不懂英文，他们也听不懂我讲什么，我也听不懂他们讲什么，可是他们却是这样的真诚的来拥抱我，冲向我，我也是这样子的爱他们，他们就开始哭泣。12岁、13岁、13、4岁的那些孩子就因着遇见了我，好像一个父亲代表天父对他们的爱的一个拥抱，他们开始哭泣。
Today I'm praying for you. God wants to bless you. God wants to give you, upgrade you. God wants to put you in the higher platform. God wants to bless you even financially, your business, your name. God is going to bless you, I tell you. I can tell you very clearly, God wants to bless you. But I want to tell you, are you going to carry a vision or just a blessing?
我告诉我很斩钉截铁告诉你们，神今天要祝福你们，用在财经上面，在生活上面，在地位上面，在你的位分上面，都要来祝福你们，但是并不是为着你们个人，神要借着你们，你们的心要转向这些的下一代，年轻的下一代，来拯救他们。
That's why Mordecai said, Esther, pay back, give back, God blessed you. You know, you were zero, you were nothing, you were empty, you were broken, you were homeless, but today you are a queen, you have to pay back to God.
所以莫迪改对以色列讲说，你过去是一无所有的，你是空虚的，你是孤儿的，你是破碎的，你是受伤的，可是今天神这样子让你成为一国的皇后，不是为着你自己的位分，而是你要回馈，你要付出去，你要再次的将这些神给你的投资，你要回馈出去。
That's my prayer. Lord, I always pray, Lord bless me. But the thing is, the second prayer is very important. Lord bless me, but also enlarge my territory to Africa, maybe Brazil, Uganda, Kenya, Indonesia, Cambodia. Send me.
这就是亚比斯的祷告，他不仅仅是说神愿你赐福于我，而且他说扩张我的境界，神今天你把我赐到列国，赐到非洲的那些国家，赐到亚洲的国家，柬埔寨，你差遣我到这些列国去。
Right now I'm praying for you.
今天我为你们祷告。
Is there anyone you really need this blessing?
有哪些人你需要这样的赐福？
God needs fathers and mothers.
神他需要父母。
Who need a bigger blessing?
谁你想更大的祝福？
But today I tell you,
但今天我告诉你，
There are so many people, the young generation waiting for you.
你知道有很多的年轻人他们等着你们吗？
Are you ready to release this blessing upon this young generation?
你预备好了吗？将这项的祝福释放在这些年轻的世代上。
I tell you, I'm going to pray for you even financial blessing upon you.
我甚至愿意为你们祝福，你们在经济上可以得着神的赐福。
Number one is the spirit of prayer.Prayer.
第一次祷告。
Number two.
第二。
Is also finance.
就是你的经济。
I'm going to pray for you.
我要为你们祷告。
God is going to enlarge your prayer anointing.
神要扩张你祷告的恩膏。
God is going to enlarge your financial anointing.
神要扩张你在财务上的祝福。
But today.
今天。
God is calling you.
神要呼召你。
If I give you.
我给你。
If I invest upon you,
若是我投资在你身上。
But will you enlarge the territory?
你会不会扩张你的境界呢？
Will you pay for these blessings?
你会将这些的你的祝福回馈出去吗？
If somebody says,
若是有人说，
I'm ready to,
我预备好。
If you invest me on me, God,
神你若是投资在我身上，
I'm going to release it.
我要释放出去。
I will pay back to you.
我要回馈。
I will pay back to you.
我要回馈。
I want to see your hands.
我要看这样的人。
I want to see your hands.
你可以举手。
If you invest on me,
就是那你若是祝福我，
I will pay back to you.
我就要回馈。
I will pay back to the right people.
我要回馈在那些对的人身上。
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，谢谢。
Those who raise the hand, please get up.
那些现在举起手的人，请你们站起来。
I'm going to pray for a new anointing.
我要为你们祷告新的恩膏。
New blessing.
新的祝福。
New territory.
新的境界。
New territory.
新的领土。
You will have one more territory.
你会有更多的领土。
And God is going to enlarge your territory.
神要扩张你的境界。
But raise up your hand.
请你举起手。
God wants to invest upon you.
神要投资在你身上。
Not just a blessing.
而不是单单祝福。
But investment.
而是投资。
God wants to invest you.
神要投资在你身上。
The more he invests you,
他更多投资在你身上。
The more you have to pay back.
你就要更多的回馈。
Are you ready?
你预备好吗？
Raise up your hands.
请举起手来。
And tell God.
我告诉神。
Invest me.
主啊，祝福我。
More. Invest me more.
赐福我，投资在我身上。
But you can trust me.
你可以信任我。
Lord, you can trust me.
你可以信任我。
You can trust me.
你可以信任我。
The more you give it to me,
你更多给我。
I will pay back to you.
我就要归还给你。
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，谢谢。
Father, I pray.
父啊，我祷告。
For a new territory.
新的领域
New territory
新的领域
Thank you Holy Spirit
圣灵谢谢你
Prayer territory
祷告的领域
New territory
新的领域
Thank you Holy Spirit
圣灵谢谢你
It's not only your family
不是单单为了你的家
This is spiritual family
这是你的属灵的家
It's not only your nation
而不是单单你的国家
One more nation
更多一个国家
Father, I pray for a new blessing.
父啊，我祷告新的祝福。
This year,
今年。
This year,
今年。
They all the doors are closed.
当门关的时候。
They have no finance.
他们没有经济的祝福。
They have gone through the big losses.
他们有损失。
But right now, I pray.
但现在我祷告。
For a new blessing.
新的祝福。
New territory.
新的领土。
New territory.
新的领域。
Finance is coming.
财务要来了。
New business is coming.
新的事业会来。
But this is not for you.
但是不是为你。
This is for his purpose.
是为了他的目的。
Father, today I pray.
不，爸爸，我祷告。
A new territory coming.
新的领土来了。
It's coming from you.
是从你而来。
The new finance is coming.
新的经济会来。
It's coming from you.
是从你来。
But it's not for us.
但是不是为我个人。
This is for you.
是为着你。
We will pay back.
我们会回
馈。Thank you, Jesus. Right now I pray.
现在我祷告。
I pray for the people who have a burden to pray for the nation.
我为这些带着负担为年轻人祷告的人祷告。
You have a burden to pray for the young generation.
你们有没有负担为年轻的一代祷告
？Number one.
第一。
When you pray,
当你祷告
，your children will be saved.
你的儿女会得救。
Your children will come to God.
你的儿女会来到神面前。
Now I pray for the enlargement.
现在我祷告你们的境界扩张。
So many children.
So many young people. 那么多的年轻人。
They need fathers and mothers.
他们需要父母。
And you are the one.
你就是那一位。
God is going to anoint you right now.
神现在要恩膏你。
You will invest your prayer.
你要投资在你的祷告上。
You will invest your father's heart.
投资在你为父的心。
Upon this young generation.
要释放在年轻人身上。
Not only your children.
不是单单你的孩子。
This young generation.
而是这个年轻的世代。
Receive the burden for the young generation.
要领受对年轻一代的负担。
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
圣灵谢谢你。
Your prayer territory.
现在你的祷告的境界要被扩张了。
It is crossing the borders.
而且要扩张出去。
Whenever you pray for those young people.
当你为这些年轻人祷告。
Maybe in Africa.
也许在非洲。
Maybe in China.
也许在中国。
Maybe in India.
在印尼。
Maybe in East countries.
在其他
的。Arab countries.
在阿拉伯的国家。
In Europe.
在欧洲
Your prayer
你的祷告
will reach out to the young generation.
会触及年轻一代
Very soon
很快
You will go into that place.
你也会身处到那个地方
And you see what you prayed you are going to witness it.
当你所祷告的你就会领受那个收割
In the name of Jesus
奉耶稣的名
I pray for the enlargement of the ministry right now.
我现在为着你们的事工可以扩张祷告
Thank you Holy Spirit.
圣灵谢谢你
A new ministry is coming to you.
新的事工要来到你身上。
Get ready.
要预备好。
A new place is open for you.
新的地方为你打开门。
Get ready.
你要预备好。
Get ready.
预备好。
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，谢谢你。
When you go back,
当你回去
，God will open a door for you.
神会为你开门。
Isaiah 55 verse 5.
以赛亚书五十五章。第四节第五节
The nation whom you know, don't know The nation will run after you
那些你不知道的国民会来跟随你
You need not run after the nations
你不需要跟随别的国家
You need not run after the ministries
你也不需要跟随事工
They will run after you
而他们会来就近你
Thank you Holy Spirit
圣灵谢谢你
Bless me
祝福我
Enlarge my territory
扩张我的境界
Thank you Jesus
耶稣谢谢你
Thank you, Jesus.
耶稣，谢谢你。
God was with Jabez.
神他与亚比斯同在。
God was with Joseph.
神与约瑟同在。
And he enlarged the territory.
他扩张他们的经济。
Father, we thank you.
父啊，我们谢谢你。
God was with Esther.
神与以斯帖同在。
Father, thank you.
父，谢谢你。
You are with me.
你与我同在。
Your vision is with me.
你的意向与我同在
Thank you, Jesus.
耶稣谢谢你
In Jesus name.
奉耶稣的名祷告
Amen.
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 Amen. 愿你荣耀 要紧降临这里，让它从我们中间流到万民，愿你向高充满在这里，我们同心寻求你面，愿你荣耀尽降临这里，让它从我们中间流到万民，愿你向高尽降临这里，我们同心寻求。
请坐。
Please be seated.
今天早上我才跟我们的所有的小家长同工们聚集，跟他们讲。
This morning I gathered with our home group leaders and co-workers and I was sharing my heart.
说我们现在为什么有教牧学，有这些小家长的训练？
And I was explaining why we have all these trainings for our home group leaders.
就是啊，听不到。就他说你要大声一点。他这边大声一点，好，就是主耶稣快回来了。
Because Jesus is coming back soon.
主耶稣快回来，这是真实的。
He's coming back soon. This is true.
所以整个世界已经来到了这样的地步了。
So the world has become what it is right now.
慌慌乱乱。
It's chaotic.
那神也在预备他国度里的百姓。要预备好。
He's preparing his people to be ready.
也就是当我们常常讲主啊愿你的国降临。
When we say, God, may your kingdom come.
神的国在哪里？
Where is God's kingdom?
神的国在我们的里面。
Within us.
我们需要先在我们的里面真实让神掌权作王。
Our job is to prioritize, let God be the king within us.
我们这个人需要先被神一直改变，让我们的性格，我们的倾向，我们越来越改变，跟神是一致的。
The key is that we need to be transformed.To be aligned with Him, our character, our desires.
以至于我们可以听得见神在说什么。
So we're able to hear and understand what He's saying.
我们可以看得见神所看见的需要。
So we can see and perceive the needs that He sees.
所以当神看到这些孩子在桥下的那个需要的时候，神的心是那样的被抓住，他要找人的心是可以领受他的心。
So when God saw the children below the bridge, his heart was so captured. He was searching for one who will also be captured the way he was.
所以神找到安童牧师。
So God found Pastor Anton.
说去
Said go.
安童牧师去，他就领受了神对那些孩子的爱怜悯在他的里面。
And Pastor Anton went and he received.
神就可以借着安童做神要做的。
He received God's love and compassion, so he is able to be one to the children as what God has sent him to do.
我说我们常常一直在祷告，主愿你的国降临，愿你的国降临，就是降临在我的身上， 神，你坐在我的身上，如同你的旨意行在天上一样。
So we often pray, may your will be done, may your kingdom come, your will be done. We want God's kingdom to come within us so that we can obey his will.
那所以呢我们即使你看我身体有我身体的软弱不容易，但我还是常常跟神说，神，你如果觉得我还可以为你多活一些日子在地上，做你要我做的，为你的国，为你的需要做什么，我都愿意。
Even though I have deep needs in my body, but I told the Lord, if it pleases you that I will have more days on this earth, I am so willing to pour my life out for you.
我很多次这样跟神讲。
This is my response to him.
主，我很愿意做你要我做的。
I'm so willing to do what you desire for me to do.
你的国有什么需要？
What kind of needs are there in your kingdom?
那神的国很需要你。
God's kingdom needs you.
根本神不用创造你。
Or else God wouldn't create you.
神的国很需要你。
God's kingdom needs you.
要不然神也不需要带你来到这里。
Or else God wouldn't lead you here.
接受内在生活的装备。
And to be equipped with inner life.
因为
Because
忽然间神会哪一天要你到某个地方去。
Or suddenly, God may send you to somewhere.
你现在在这里要好好的被装备。
Now that you're here, be diligent in being.
你要好好的参加内在生活小家。
Be committed to an inner life family.
内在生活小家里面教的赞美、等候神，你要很真实的一直去操练。
To practice and be disciplined in praising and waiting upon the Lord through the inner life home groups.
内在生活教的怎么样服侍是神所喜悦的服侍。
Inner life teaches how to serve in a way that delights the Lord.
怎么样的谦卑是神所要的谦卑与他同行。
And how to humble yourself as to walk with him.
这些都需要先一直坐在我们的身上。
All of these need to be worked upon us.
以至于神差你去某个地方，你可以听见他的声音，你有力量去做他要你做的。
So when God sent you somewhere, you will have the ability and strength to obey and do.
所以亲爱家人，你真的好好的上内在生活，参加小家，自己也操练，也听别人操练的见证，然后你有一天可能出差去某个国家，有可能你的公司去到另外一个国家设立分公司，然后你在那边就有机会带了一些人信主，然后神就要你在那边带他们，就开始了一个内在生活小家。
So dear family, be diligent and purposeful in practicing inner life right here, receiving equipping right here. Because there might be one day through a business trip the Lord will send you to the nations.And even as you're to the nations, may the Lord will call you to plant an inner life family group right there. Then you're able to rise up to the call.
川普现在要把加沙变成一个购物中心。
So President Trump has a policy.
休闲中心。
Can somebody help me with that?
加沙走廊啊。
Gaza. So President Trump wanted to change the Gaza Strip into an economic home base.
哪一天神就差派你 差派你们夫妇去加沙。
Maybe God will send you one day to Gaza Strip.
哪一天你可能就在那个地方，哎，你就带了几个人信主了。
Maybe through this process, you're going to be there. You'll lead somebody to Christ.
你在那里就开始了一个小家聚会。
And through the entrepreneurship opportunities, you may open up a inner life home group.
然后呢？哎，你在这里所学的校牧学，你在那边都用得上啊。
So the how to pastor and shepherd, what you learned right here, you'll be able to apply it over there.
你的牧区在那一边又多了一个分部了。
The pastoral zone that you belong to, foreigner, will have a home base there.
对不对
？Right.
我们整个教会不是在那分割来分割去，整个教会就是一个家嘛。
The church is not divided into territories. We're all one family.
就是一个家嘛。
One family.
这个家可能哎里面的这个哥哥姐姐。还有叔叔阿姨可能搬到了另外一个地方去嘛。
And within the family, you may have brother, sister, aunties, cousins, they may live to another location.
在那里结婚了生孩子你们还是一直有联络嘛。
And they may be planted right there, be married, raise kids, but you
have
connection.
神的国就是降临在那个地方。
Right? Then God's kingdom will be right there.
就是这样子嘛。
Simply like that.
神就是要，这就是宣教。
That's being a mission.
哦，我今天早上才跟小家长们讲。
This morning I was chatting with the home group leaders.
我前几个礼拜有一些这些思想在我的里面。
The past few weeks I've been thinking about all these thoughts.
今天就听到安藤牧师分享这个。
And I heard Pastor Anton called it out.
哇，整个都连贯在一起了。
Wow, I see the connections.
我就明白了。
And I understood.
哇，神说我是多子的乐母，原来哦。
Wow, God called me the mother of many children.That's why.
什么吧？他创造我们这个人的命定会一点一点的显明出来。
Being the mother of multitudes, God reveals our calling, our purposes slowly.
不勉强。
Bit by bit, not forcefully.
就是一步一步的，到了什么时候他就显明到什么时候，到了什么时候他又显明到什么时候。
Step by step, and he reveals right here, and then right there.
你说你还有希望吗？
Do you think there's hope for you?
当然有。
Of course.
我有你们都有
If I have it, no problem with you guys
感谢主 Hallelujah
Lord, Hallelujah
Hallelujah
Hallelujah、
oh, 原来真给我们一个这么大 的教堂又有训练中心又神又前些日子开始扩张我们、哦、跟全球的、各个地方开始我不是说要扩张吗扩张吗扩张这个疆土啊扩张领土真的神就开始做了开始扩张了各地的人就开始来了
Expansion, expansion, expansion God given us a training center, the land God has said expansion God is bringing it and he's doing it
前些日子我们的几对牧者也开始神带他们到去不同的国家开始去了。
Just not so long ago, God is leading our pastoral team to go to different nations.
我们是不是有一位好棒的天父
？Don't we have an amazing father?
他在率领着一切。
He's overseeing everything.
他 他计划一切。
He's detail planning for everything.
他在带领一切。
He's leading everything.
他在成就一切。
And he's fulfilling everything.
等有一些在成就的更清楚，更清楚的时候，我再告诉你们。
And as things are progressing and things are becoming more clear and obvious, I'll share with you guys.
现在先卖点关子，先不跟你们讲。
But right now it's just going to be a secret. You just have to wait.
真的，神太奇妙。
Truly, he is so amazing.
太奇妙。
So amazing.
他的每一步太奇妙。
Every step of his leadership.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So good to be his sons and daughters.
你的一生是非常有福的，是在神的计划里面所做的。
All your days are blessed, anchored in his plan for you.
而他带领我们的一生正照着这个计划一直在成就。
And he's leading your life according to his amazing plan.
而他就是让我们快乐。
He wants us to be happy.
因为当这些他一直带领你进入命定，真的很快乐。
As he leads you into your calling, it's a joyful thing.
我想有尝过的人都知道。
If you taste it and see this, you would know.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 如果你真的很想进入神这样的命定，主，我在这里，你要差遣我往哪里去，我都愿意。
If this is your desire to into such a calling, here am I. Send me, no matter where. I say yes.
可以跟你的小家长讲。
Tell your home group leader.
可以跟你的牧者讲。
Tell your pastoral leaders.
哎，无论如何，现在都可以开始报名了。
No matter what,
报名
sign up.
那个教牧学。
Sign up, how to shepherd, how to pastor.
开始学习如何做一个好牧者。
Be equipped to know how to be a good pastoral leader.
以至于又可以养出很好的小羊。
So you can pastor, shepherd, disciple good sheep.
而不是养出个小魔鬼。
And not raising up like a little demon.
对不对？
Right?
一个人没有好好被教的话，他没想到他一生花了那么大的心血、金钱、心力，所以养出来的一个孩子简直像个小魔鬼。
So sometimes, you know, we're surprised that we invest so much time, money, energy, but we disciple someone and that person just so wicked, so bad, so off.
他真的养出一个小天使般的可爱的。
But when it's right, you raise up somebody just like an angel.
感谢主。
Praise Jesus.
祝福每一位。
Bless everyone.
你可以留个五分钟。你要来前面，要在你的位置上，都可以跟神讲，神，我真的把这个心愿献给你，我愿意像亚比斯，我愿意像以斯帖，我愿意你在我身上美丽的计划成就，主啊，记得我在这里，你一定要把我带进这一切的命定。
So let's just give everyone 5 minutes, a space to enter into that yes before the Lord. Would you just go ahead and let him know, I'm a Jabez, I'm an Esther. Let it be to me just like it is to them, that your will and your calling be manifested in my life. I say yes, here I am.
好，你花个5到10分钟可以跟主讲。
So let's, this is your time, 5 to 10 minutes, would you respond to the Lord?
好，祝福每一位。
The Lord bless you.